So I think I'm going to possibly speak to you again in June, because I was hugely a fan of the Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, I'm so glad. Isn't it great? Isn't she great?
Well, yeah, I think it's the best thing I've ever seen you do since...
Personal Velocity?
That was good. I just really liked it. I liked the way there was a lot of honest sadness, loneliness.
She had a real hard time getting money for that because the people who read it didn't get it because they can't read in between the lines. But for, you know...
I mean, they said just average chick flick, didn't see anything in it. You know what you mean? They thought it was banal.
So when you can't, you know... gotten so far from, you know,
right.
You know, studio system and all that is so different now, and how movies are made, and the investors and people who put up money to make movies.
Right.
Sometimes they don't know how to read them. But I was so happy to read it, and yeah, it's a real joy to play a real person, someone, you know. That's basically my...
Thanks for doing that, by the way.
You're so welcome.
I do that anyway, so... you're good at it.
It drives me crazy.
And always tell your
It's hard now, too, because there's so much cute stuff going on in our movies, and for girls especially, to have some sadness and truth... And I think being able to portray a woman who is going through her feelings in not some kind of like over-dramatized way and loneliness, there's not enough. My shrink once told me, she said that there weren't enough books about loneliness.
Did you think that the O in Ohio was had achieved the right, the right tone, the right... the right kind of springiness that you were no doubt envisioning?
I don't know.
I thought it was, it definitely had its surges and its moments.
And I have people, I get stopped by smart looking people who like it, which is always good.
Amazing way Vanity Fair is mainly advertisements in the front, and the meat of it only kicks in the last third.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
If you're wrong, Reagan.
No, you're not. You know, one thing I do like about some of the ads is I like the men's colognes. I like to peel it back and then smell nice. You know, just to put an end it, because I never buy cologne.
Yeah. Cologne had its heyday, and then it just didn't anymore. Don't you think?
I never wore it, but I know, you know what's good?
Did you ever wear Paco Rabanne?
No, you know what I like to do is the Body Shop and get their little tiny bottles of White Musk.
Tiny,
you know. They aren't supposed to be cologne per se, but it's just nice of yours. Just barely.
You travel a lot like I do, so you like, you get samples. I like the sample.
You travel a lot. Can you tell me about the next movie that I don't know about that I just read about in the press kit, the one that's coming up?
What is that?
What's written about here?
I haven't heard that.
Spring Rachel.
Oh, that's with Amy Poehler and Rachel Dratch. That's a girl movie.
Okay.
Like a girl beer movie, a broad comedy, like the guys do the broad comedies now. Yeah. This is mine, right?
I believe so.
It's like that, but girl style. And me and Rachel and Amy play college friends who are kind of misfits, and then I get sent on an assignment to watch the senator's daughter at spring break, and I invite my friends along. We never fit in during that time. We never had fun at spring break time, and so we pretend we're in college. And I haven't seen it yet.
I really laughed, I gotta say. I thought it was funny. The Was Girls article in the Observer. What was your reaction?
I didn't see it. I heard about it.
But then it had art on you.
I know. I heard about it. I heard about it from my grandmother. I was out of town, I think, the week, or I just got back in town. And someone said, oh, I saw your illustration on, was it on the front?
Yes.
Like the big one, like when they do
it? And it was
like
online, the whole thing, you know, it was a nice.
What do you mean online?
Well, they have an online version. And
yeah, I don't read things about myself. I don't, it's not my business. I think it actually interferes with what my business is,
right,
which is to protect myself and to work from a pure place.
I didn't feel that you were protecting yourself at all in the Zoe Cassavetes film. That's what I was struck by, frankly. I thought
no,
really
I mean protecting myself as far as like reading things about me.
Okay.
Like, well, I don't want. Do you want to talk about something I didn't read about myself, or do you want to talk about something that you read?
No, I just thought maybe you'd read it. Because it was funny, it was amusing, it didn't put you down particularly.
Someone told me about it in yoga.
Huh.
It was about me, Zoe, and Claire.
Yeah.
Me, about Chloe, and Claire. About just the trajectory of careers.
It's about flaring in the 90s.
And then
keeping going, you know.
Still around.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Acknowledging that, and, you know. When was that big flare? Help me, I should have done my homework.
10 years ago, 96.
What was that year, that special
Queen
year?
Queen of the Indies, 96.
That was 96, okay. That's what they're referring to, I'm sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, 10 years ago. Mm. It's nice because now, since I'm not the it girl anymore, I can be taken kind of seriously for being just a good actress. So that's nice. Then start playing, you know, grown-up roles.
I know that you're what they like you for is always been kind of intellectual pizzazz, eccentricity, emotional.
Well,
cheating emotional.
I see the Chris Guest movies and Party Girl and The House of Yes.
That was particularly good, by the way.
I play good, crazy people, and people like to see that.
Have you ever been offered, has anybody talked about you doing something cuddly and domestic and maybe with children or something earthy? Maybe a Kate Winslet part?
My God. Well, Kate Winslet would get those parts. So it's,
Well, if I were a director, I would say, you know, it would be really interesting is to take somebody who kind of does this one thing everybody knows and find something the other side of it, or the underside, and bring that out, because
like
everybody's
Robert
got it.
Like Robert Redford and Mary Tyler Moore.
I was going to say like Donald Sutherland in Ordinary People, because he had played some ghastly people, as we know.
I love that, yeah.
And then
it's
he played
so,
this very,
so interesting
you know?
How people pigeonhole actors, and they go like, they can't really see them.
Yeah.
In other kinds of ways.
Yeah.
But I think I played so many different types of people that also worked in so many different types of styles.
Mm.
And I've done plays, I've done television, I've done...
I wish I could have seen you on the stage, on
the
stage.
Yeah, Hurley-Burley was amazing. That was an amazing time. And...
I saw the version with Ethan. You were not in that, though.
Yeah.
Were you there with it the whole time?
Was Martha Plimpton there when you saw it?
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah. But I left. You must have seen it with Martha Plimpton.
I guess so. I'm sorry. I don't think you... Were you in the beginning and then you left? Or you came in the second?
No, I was with the whole thing. But I left 3 weeks early, so you must have gone at the end of the run.
At the end of the run. Sorry.
When Elizabeth came. I love Elizabeth.
Hmm.
So...
So what's going on next? Can you tell me of anything that may happen or looks like?
Yeah, I just did a pilot. Amy Sherman-Palladino and Dan Palladino pilot who did the Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Return of Jezebel James. And it's a half hour, very...
They mentioned that in the Was Girls piece. And they said that was a very good fit for you. And it's going to work. And it's well it's well put together.
See, God,
and it catches your aura, your thing, you know. Your,
the Observer is so scary. Mm-hmm. I just don't like to read anything about myself.
They must have seen, have critics or journalists been shown a pilot or anything? Has it been?
I mean, is it, the upfronts haven't been announced or none of that, so I don't know if it's going to even go, but I like the part. It's very different for me. She's really uptight. It's kind of like an odd couple relationship, and Lauren Ambrose is the slob, and I'm the neat one.
Okay.
I play a children's book editor at HarperCollins. She's strangely kind of like missing a screw, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very uptight. I'd say, you know, control and intimacy issues, which are really funny.
Who's the, is there one or two persons who are the primary writers and creators?
Amy and Dan Palladino.
Okay, sorry.
The Gilmore Girls, okay. Guys, and she's like, they're like a whiz. They're like playwrights or something. She's such an easy writer. She's just like, so obviously talented at it. And I like it because they were like, it's got serious elements and it's...
I'm going to take a shot.
No, go ahead.
Looks cool. The window on the green.
That it's...
Do you ever have periods when... you feel it's just, you know, battery recharging time, and maybe do you write your stuff?
I know what I do. It's like when I'm not working, I walk around New York and just soak up life, like real life. Like I take my dog.
What kind of dog?
Walks, poodle mix. I take her for walks. I do lots of yoga. Like I'm very. Now, like, I realize how important it is to have a backbone and to have a core, to have a place that's mine, that isn't, like, that doesn't go to acting. Mm-hmm. But, so, like, I feel like I'm developing more of my, of having, like, a center that I can spin away from whenever I work. And
are you in the Lower West Side? Is that where you live?
Mm-hmm. East Village.
Films.
And if I got a place upstate, and if the pilot goes, then I could kind of for the first time have a stable life and not be such a rock and roller. I feel like such a Rolling Stone, and just I lose my phone like every 2 weeks. And I don't remember things and have it crazy stories of people. Go like, hey, remember that time that we, that crazy thing happened? And I'm like, I had no idea what you're talking about. And like, it's some kind of elaborate story that I've completely forgotten about.
But do you, can you go to bed at 4 or 5 in the morning and get up at 10 and still feel good?
No, and I go to bed, I like to go to bed before midnight. Mm. And I don't really, it's so weird, like, I'm almost living in the wrong place. I really should be living full-time in the country, because in New York, I'm just kind of, like, kind of quiet. And I don't like to go to places with big crowds that I don't know people, but they, look at me.
Do people eyeball you in New York?
I was raised with manners,
yeah.
So it's like,
people
to have to remember and... Mm. Like, maybe I know, and it's like I get all, it's just uncomfortable. So I'm glad I know that about myself. Because I'm much better one-on-one or in a small group. Right? You can imagine, right?
I was just thinking I'd love very much to live, to move back there.
Yeah. Why don't you?
I can.
Yeah?
It's within my grasp. I can do it. There's a friend who's... moving up in life and buying, and he's gonna
branch out.
Pass the lease along to me, which I can just
adopt. Oh, do it. Would you like to write for The Observer or write for like?
About 3 years ago, on my own, when Kevin Smith, he was my last employer.
Uh-huh.
And I started this thing called Hollywood Elsewhere. Uh-huh. Hollywood-elsewhere.com. And I do my own advertising. And it's a daily, almost an hourly thing.
Wow.
Constant.
Wow.
You know, with sound and images and the whole thing. And it's like, the point is like 9 or 10 short stories or items. So it's like occupying everything. So I don't have to, I mean, it's the whole deal. You should.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Are you much of a cyber
person? No. I.
Not really. You have one of these? Okay. Well, you can get. Well, yeah, I know. Okay.
I feel like what I do is so, like, in the imaginary kind of world. You know, you work on movies and
constant
stuff.
Input from cyber devices.
Definitely
interfere
agree.
With the, yeah. Okay.
Do you know, it'd be like a little too, I crave like, you know, my hands on something or a real connection or talking.
But you consider yourself kind of a Gen X person, of course, right? I mean, your sensibility, I mean, you're part of a generation of people that basically are used to text messaging each other all the time. They always abbreviate and say, when they write messages, it's the letter R, the letter U, coming to the party, and it's LOL, and it's always these abbreviations. That's how people express and communicate, you know? So that's very much a part, it's almost part of your genetic...
I just got an iPod and figured out how to use it last Christmas. I still have my same AOL account from 10 years ago. Like, just because I started with it doesn't mean... And the texting thing drives me bonkers.
Especially with people in the same room texting each other. Have you noticed?
It's like passing notes in class. Like, I feel like I'm still in high school.
Yeah.
So there's, like, good things. I mean, sometimes it's good because, you know, well, that's the thing. People are so busy now that... It's easier to text to say, I'll meet you back. And
A Toronto journalist friend was just talking about how titles of movies have always been on the shortish side. 2-3 words, 4 words at the most. But that, you know, kind of beautiful sounding titles. Like, I prefer, he and I agree with it. We would have preferred Blade Runner to be called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? That's a beautiful title, you know. Wouldn't happen, of course, but, you know, anyway. It's very nice.
You too, that's hilarious.
Maybe in June we can do part 2.
Yeah, I'm so glad you liked Zoe's movie too.